It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Brees throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
What's up, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. I am Bill Enright, and with me, as always, my main man, Todd DeVries. And if you are listening to this show live, give us a call at 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Or if you're listening to the show a little bit later in the week on the podcast via iTunes, send us a tweet at FFChamps, and we'll be happy to help you with your fantasy football questions. We want to help everybody dominate their leagues in Week 7. Isn't that right, Todd?
That is correct, Mr. Bill. Another week is in the books, and we are inching closer to the halfway point of the fantasy calendar.
No!
Unbelievable, isn't it?
It goes by too fast.
Yeah. Hey, we'll talk about it during the show, but hey, some great fantasy fireworks last night, that Monday night game. Please tell me you didn't turn it off at halftime.
Absolutely not. It was absolutely incredible performance by Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. They were down 24 points, one of the biggest comebacks in NFL history. Aaron Rodgers scored 6 touchdowns this week, and we saw only 2 running backs, Todd, with over 100 rushing yards, the lowest all season. Only 2 RBs with more than 100 rushing yards. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's the way the NFL's going this day and age, Bill. The death of the workhorse running back. We've been kind of seeing the decline over the course of the last few years, and this weekend was a great example. Only 2 running backs over 100 yards. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, think about this. In week 1, there were 5 running backs. In week 2, 7 running backs. Week 3, 7 running backs. Week 4, 9 running backs with over 100 yards. Week 5, 8 running backs with over 100 yards. Week 6, only 2 running backs, both of them from New York, Ahmad Bradshaw and Sean Green. Probably, if you had to put some money on it, you wouldn't guess those 2 players, maybe an Arian Foster, maybe a Ray Rice, LeSean McCoy. But no, Ahmad Bradshaw and Sean Green, the only 2 running backs with over 100 yards in week 6. Kind of crazy, if you ask me.
Yeah, really crazy that Bradshaw did it against the Niners, too.
You know? Even more of a head-scratcher.
Yeah, exactly. No, Sean Green's a shocker no matter who they're playing. Yeah. Totally agree with you there. But Ahmad Bradshaw, I mean, he had that explosive game a couple weeks ago, a 200-yard game, so he's certainly capable of it, but not on the road in San Fran. So I agree with you, man. Hopefully we see a few more of those century marks eclipsed this week.
We got a big show today. Week 6 champs and chumps. We'll go over the injury report heading into week 7, go over some waiver wire and pickups, free agents that you guys will want to grab for your fantasy squads, do a little stardom sit-em, reveal our Week 7 player rankings, and we'll also preview the Patriots matchup against the Jets from a fantasy football perspective. And, of course, we're taking your calls at 508-298-0398, as well as your emails. You can email in anytime, webradio@patriots.com, or send us your tweets at FFChamps. Todd, I think it is time for Week 6 Champs and Chumps.
Playmakers, the showstoppers, the studs.
Woo!
And who are the losers, the bums, and the duds? Bill and Todd identify the champs and chumps.
All right, Bill, let's start. Oh, I'm sorry, my friend, talking right over you there. I'm so excited to get to these quarterbacks.
I know, I want to go right into them as well. So what do you say, serve them right up?
I'll serve them up to you. Let's start off with the champs. We always like to start off on a positive note. Let's go with those champs at the quarterback position. Who you got?
Doesn't get better than Aaron Rodgers. 338 passing yards, 6 passing touchdowns. Todd, the guy had 3 passing touchdowns in the first 3 weeks. He has 13 passing touchdowns in the last 3 weeks. Totally turned it around here. 6 passing touchdowns. Absolutely incredible performance. Maybe the best one we will see all year from a quarterback in fantasy football.
Well, and again, given the opponent, that's just like we talked about Ahmad Bradshaw.
Right.
Ahmad Bradshaw doing it against the Niners. He did on the road against the Texans.
And who in my shoes? Who would have thought?
Well, actually, one of us thought that the Packers might pull that game out. We'll get into that later.
That is correct.
But I actually like the Packers to pull that game off. Bill,
you did.
You know, the one thing about the Packers was they were in complete desperation mode. Now, if I've ever guessed he would have thrown for 6 touchdown passes, of course not, you know. But I wasn't surprised that he came out on fire, man. As long as he's healthy and upright, I don't care how bad their O-line is, how banged up their receivers are, he can get the job done.
shows why he was the MVP of the NFL last year. Another champ from the quarterback position in week six, Robert Griffin III, RG3. The guy gets it done, concussion or no concussion, 182 passing yards and a passing touchdown. But this is what rewarded all the fantasy managers, 138 rushing yards and two rushing touchdowns. RG3 playing lights out. We have him as our number one running back, our quarterback, rest of the way rankings at ffchamps.com.
Freudian slip there, running back.
You know, yeah, because his rushing yards are better than any other running back in the league.
Yeah, unbelievable. You know, this time last week, we were talking about RG3 coming off that big concussion.
Right.
He didn't know what planet he was on. And I think you might have asked me the question, Bill, you know, what would you do if you're an RG3 owner? And it was too early in the week to really say anything, but I basically said, hey, I would have to wait until the last minute to make the decision. I want to see him out on the field in warm-ups before I put him into my lineup.
Yeah.
And that's what we saw, and he did not disappoint. And that run at the end of the game was just electric up the sideline. Reminded me of all the highlights from him at Baylor, where he just looks like a man amongst boys. I mean, the Vikings defense, they just couldn't get the angle on him. He just looked like he was just so much faster than everyone.
During that RG3 run, that, whatever, 70-yard touchdown run against the Vikings, I was watching NFL Red Zone.
So was I. I know where you're going with this.
They had the triple box up.
Yep.
Scott Hansen, my guy, fellow Newhouse alum out of Syracuse, so I got to mention that real quick. But Scott Hansen has the busiest job in the world when it comes on Sundays, Todd. I know you saw it. You had RG3 running for a 70-yard touchdown. You had Sidney Rice catching that bomb from Russell Wilson. And then you had Jay Feely of the Arizona Cardinals missing the field goal that sent the Bills and the Cardinals into overtime. All at exactly the same time. It was amazing. Maybe the most exciting 15 seconds of football you'll see all year.
I couldn't agree more. It was exactly the same time. But the funny part was, if you kind of went like clockwise on the three,
yeah,
on the
yeah,
triple
right.
box, like
right.
RG3 broke free, and what you knew he was scoring like the 20-yard line.
Yeah.
And as that's happening, if you look up to the next box, you see the bomb from Russell Wilson in the air.
Yeah.
So like I my eyes moved from RG3 scoring to a half second later, see what happens with the bomb in the end zone, and then of course he catches it. And right as he catches it, I see the snap of the kick you're referring to. And yeah. I'm watching the kick go up in the air. Unbelievable.
It was
the greatest invention since what? The microwave, that thing? That thing is unbelievable, the Red Zone Channel.
It was like synchronized highlights.
Well, you got to wonder highlights. If they queued it up. How much of that they queue up? I mean, I got the feeling it was actually happening in real time, but you never truly know.
Yeah.
You might have it a few seconds off here or there. Who knows?
Right, but that was awesome.
Yeah,
absolutely incredible. All right, let's move on to the QB chumps. What do you say?
Yeah, we took a long time with those QB champs there, Bill.
That's all right.
It's worth how about the chumps? One of the best, well, the two of the best young quarterbacks in the league, but they both make the list of chumps this week. They did not perform well. Who you got?
Matt Ryan, Atlanta Falcons, had his worst game of the year. Only had three interceptions coming into week six. He ended up with three just against the Oakland Raiders. 249 passing yards, one touchdown. But Matt Ryan let down a lot of fantasy managers in week six, and so did Andrew Luck. 280 passing yards, two interceptions, one fumble loss. That's three turnovers. You know, those negative points with the turnovers, they add up really quickly, especially if you don't end up getting a touchdown. So Andrew Luck, another big disappointment for fantasy football managers.
And what's up with Matt Ryan? I mean, he kind of waits till the end of the game before he turns it on. You notice that?
Well, the Falcons, the last 3 weeks, have really needed kind of a last-minute or,
yeah,
you know, under two-minute drill drives to win them the game.
He comes through each time.
Panthers, Redskins, and Raiders. Yeah, 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, man, the Falcons are probably one of the worst 6-0 teams I've ever seen. I'm not a believer in them, but that's not fantasy related. But we'll get into that later in another show on Thursday, our Football Nation show, Bill. But I'm not a believer in those Falcons. Not a believer.
I know they're undefeated, but if you look at their fantasy playmakers stacked up against the Raiders' fantasy playmakers, the Falcons lost. Carson Palmer outscored Matt Ryan. Darren McFadden outscored Michael Turner. Julio Jones and Roddy White were both outscored by Denarius Moore and Derek Hagan, and then Brandon Myers outscored Tony Gonzalez. So every single one of the Raiders' playmakers outscored the Falcans. But, hey, the Falcons are 6-0, and the Raiders, you know, they lost.
Yes, they did. All right, moving over to the running backs. I think we already mentioned these two guys from New York, Bill. Sean Green, Ahmad Bradshaw, both are champs this week.
I mean, Sean Green had the best performance of his career. 161 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. Are you kidding me? Sean Green, where did that come from? Why can't you do that all the time? Patriot fans won't want to see that this weekend. We'll get into the Jets versus Patriots fantasy breakdown a little later. But Sean Green, I mean, he's going to be on my sell high list this week because he'll never match this performance ever again.
No, he won't. I totally agree. And again, not fantasy related, but we talked about the Falcons 6-0, not believing them. How in God's name are the Jets 3-3? Every week I bring up the question: how are they 2-2? How are they 2-3? How are they 3-3? The Jets, they stink.
They're a point scoring machine.
Apparently,
I have no idea. I totally agree with you, Bill. This is fool's gold from Sean Green, and any sucker out there that's willing to take him off your hands, you know, go and do that right now.
Every team in the AFC East, by the way, is 3-3. Every single team. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Buffalo Bills, New England Patriots, and New York Jets. That won't be the case this weekend when the Jets take on the Patriots, but you know we'll probably see the Patriots back in first place. But regardless, right now, heading into Week 7, the AFC East is a lockdown. 3-3, everyone across the board.
Mm. All right. Well, I don't know how I'm going to transition from that over to the running back chumps list, Bill. But let's go for it.
Steven Ridley's on it.
We got a trio of chumps on the running back position. Who you got?
We do. Steven Ridley from the Patriots, one of his worst performances this year, 34 rushing yards. But, hey, Seahawks have a really good rush defense. We kind of expected that. Ridley was ranked really low on our weekly performance rankings at ffchamps.com. Michael Turner, I mentioned how he got outscored by Darren McFadden. Turner, only 33 rushing yards, 1 catch for 6 yards. And then Marshawn Lynch. Patriots shut down Marshawn Lynch, 41 rushing yards and 11 receiving touchdowns. If I would have 11 receiving yards. If I would have told you that Marshawn Lynch only had 40 yards, but the Seahawks won the game, you'd probably thought I was crazy. But that's what happened with the Seahawks and Patriots in Week 6.
Weird things happen up there in Seattle. We've mentioned it time and time again. It's basically
Canada.
You know, yeah, it's basically Canada, and whoever goes up there, bad things happen. And they win games. The Seahawks win in weird ways, and whether it's a Hail Mary at the end of the game or, I mean, I don't know how the Patriots defensive backs let Sidney Rice get behind him there with a minute left. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but that's how the Seahawks roll, man.
A little bit of a mishap.
Yeah, they keep it close, and that's what happens. But, yeah, you're right with Stephen Ridley. We had him ranked number 23 last week, Bill, in the running back. So we did not expect a big performance, and he did not perform very well. So he makes the chumps list. Moving over to those wide receivers, Bill, we have 4 guys we want to bring out to the people. One of them is Jordy Nelson.
Right, so it was a big week for wide receivers, not so much for running backs, but look at the wide receivers we have on this list. All had had more than one touchdown other than Wes Welker. Jordy Nelson had 3 receiving touchdowns, 121 yards receiving. Dez Bryant, 2 receiving touchdowns, 95 yards to go along with 13 receptions. Wes Welker, the only guy on this list with only one touchdown, but he had 138 receiving yards, so he made up for it with the yards over the TDs. And then A.J. Green, this guy is phenomenal. Maybe my second favorite wide receiver in the NFL right now. A.J. Green, 135 receiving yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. He gets it done every week. He's like he reminds me of Randy Moss. If you're fortunate enough to have A.J. Green on your fantasy squad this year, count your lucky stars because he's going to be a staple in your offense every single week.
Yeah, he's one of the brightest young receivers in the game, no doubt about it. And, you know, the Bengals, they're always – I don't believe in the Bengals as being, like, some dominant team. So, and your Bengals, by the way, Bill. Remember your Bengals?
Yep.
Your 7-0 Bengal prediction.
Yeah, what are they now?
3-3.
Yeah, awesome. I'm off to a great start with that.
But, no, A.J. Green's a stud, no doubt about it. All right, moving over to the wide receiver chumps. Who we got?
Antonio Brown. Major letdown. Only 20 receiving yards. I think he had, like, 4 receptions. This was a guy that was supposed to – you know, have 8 to 10 receptions a game, come across that 85-yard mark a lot and find the end zone a lot more than he did last year, and it's just simply not happening. He had a couple chances late on that Thursday night game against the Titans, but it was mostly Mike Wallace, and it was mostly the rookie what the heck's his name now? The running back from the Steelers that everyone wants to pick up this week that I think most people are crazy. Baron Batch. It was a lot of him catching passes out of the backfield. Baron Batch instead of Antonio Brown. Those short yardage throws usually go to Brown. In this game, they didn't.
Well, that's the thing with Brown. He's a PPR guy. He's not a deep threat, and it's the evidence is in the numbers, Bill. If you look at it, Yeah, last week he was awful with only 20 yards. But in the previous weeks, pretty consistent, but 74, 79, 87, 86 yards. So he's not going to break the big one. But, man, he needs to catch more than four balls for 20 yards. That was pitiful.
I agree.
Especially against Titans. So, all right. Who else we got in the chumps list?
Dwayne Bowe, major letdown for the Kansas City Chiefs and fantasy football managers everywhere. 21 receiving yards. Dwayne Bowe has been a guy that's been performing like a top 10 wide receiver, and he didn't even crack the top 40 this week. Just absolutely pitiful performance. Maybe it was because Brady Quinn was under center. The good news is Chiefs have a bye. Matt Cassel will be healthy in time for week 8. We should see Dwayne Bowe pick things
up. Wait a minute.
Forward.
I thought those Chiefs fans were cheering when Cassel went down. They wanted Brady Quinn in there.
Hey, that's why we had them on the idiot list on our Thursday Football Nation show, because they were cheering for Matt Cassel going down, but yet they didn't realize they would have Brady Quinn on their center the following week.
Obviously, you know, the change of quarterbacks was terrible for Dwayne Bowe, and they were down pretty big in that game. So you kind of, as a Bowe owner, you kind of expected him to get some garbage points at the very least.
Right.
And he didn't. So
he
makes a chump list. All right, tight ends, who we got is a tight end champ. It's an oldie but goodie, Mr. Bill.
Antonio Gates making the list for the first time this year. 2 receiving touchdowns, 81 yards. He didn't have a touchdown through the first 5 weeks of the season. Comes away with 2 in week 6. So good to see Mr. Gates back on the champ list.
Yeah, he's been awful all year long. We talked about
terrible.
It last week. His maximum fantasy points in non-PPR was 6 heading into this week, and then he gets 20 points last night. So great effort from Gates. Good to see Rivers looking for him in the red zone again.
Yeah.
All right, and then the tight end chumps, a couple big names make that list as well.
Vernon Davis and Tony Gonzalez. Neither of these guys cracked 50 yards. Davis had 3 receptions. Tony Gonzalez had 4 receptions. Both chumps for week 6.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too worried about that. You got to stick them in your lineups every week.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
They're going to have a down week, so.
Right.
Not too worried about that.
All right, coming up, we'll break down the Patriots' upcoming game against the Jets, and of course, we'll take in your telephone calls at 508-298-0398, and you can email in webradio@patriots.com. Bill and Todd taking a quick break, patriots.com radio.
From your fantasy football draft to the league championship, the fantasy football champs have you covered.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy 4 select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
Football champs on Patriots.com radio. We're going to go right to the phone lines, 508-298-0398. First up on the Ace Ticket Hotline is Rob in Florida. What's going on, Rob? How can we help you today? Robert! Rob in Florida, going once, twice, and he's been on hold for
Must
be asleep. Can you guys hear me? I'm sorry, can you guys hear me?
Oh! What's up, pal? How are you?
I accidentally hit mute. That's embarrassing. All right, hey, guys, how you doing?
Okay.
First of all, I'll make up for it right here. First of all, I'll let you guys know I'm using FF Champs for the first time this year. And cool. I owe you guys a lot. I'm first place in my league, sole position in first place.
Nice.
And
we love hearing that.
I used a token last week for one of your experts, and I was going to sit Jordy Nelson, and he told me not to do it. And boy, do I owe him big for that, because I wouldn't have won last week if it wasn't for Jordy Nelson. So
that's what we do, Rob. We help people win their fantasy football matchups.
You really do.
I'm calling you in. What can we help you with for week 7?
All right. First of all, if I could real quick, I wanted to run down what I'm looking for to do on the waiver wire and see what you guys think.
Okay.
I have DeMarco Murray, so obviously I'm trying to pick up Felix Jones.
Right.
I'm trading. I'm getting rid of the Bengals D, looking to get the Lions D.
Okay.
And I'm not real excited about my two tight ends, Pitta and Selleck. So I'm looking at maybe Jermaine Gresham or Witten for next week. I was wondering what you guys thought about that.
PPR?
No PPR, standard.
What do you think there, Bill? Let's go with the tight ends first, Bill. What are your thoughts
Jason
there?
Jason Witten. He's number 4 on the rest of the way rankings at FFChamps.com. Pitta's number 13. Who did you say, Gresham or Selleck? You said Selleck.
No, I'm looking at either Gresham or Witten. They're both available. I'm surprised they're both available.
Witten by far. He's a whole tier above Selleck and Pitta. So absolutely go with Witten.
And my other question is, so this week is a rough week for me because I got Matt Ryan on bye week and I got Ryan Matthews on bye week. So I'm kind of looking what to do here. And I just want to real quick run this through. I'm looking at starting Brandon Marshall, Jordy Nelson. I have Vincent Jackson, and I'm wondering if I should pick up the other wide receiver for Tampa Bay because the Saints give up so many points to wide receivers.
Mike Williams?
Yeah, Williams. Because I have Kendall Wright in there right now. If I can't get Felix Jones, I'm not sure I'm last in the waiver wire. So I'm wondering if I should look at Mike Williams as a backup for Felix Jones if I can't get Felix Jones.
What do you think, Bill? I mean, starting two Buccaneer wide receivers at home against the Saints.
I don't like that. There's someone else out there that you can get. Who's going to be your quarterback if you're not playing Matt Ryan?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, that's solid. He's going to be good this week. I was going to say Josh Freeman's another good pickup, but I wouldn't play Vincent Jackson and Mike Williams if you don't get Felix Jones. You know, give us a shout on the expert advice or hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps and let us know who's available because I don't really like playing two guys from the same team. Rubs me kind of the wrong way.
And if I can just. One more question here. What do you think of training Ben Roethlisberger after this week, after I'm done with the bye week? Should I keep him as insurance, or should I look to get some value from him after
It all depends on who's available, who needs quarterbacks in your leagues, what you can get in return. You know, it's tough to answer a trade question like that.
Okay.
If you can get a guy like a solid running back in return for Ben Roethlisberger because someone's desperate, then sure, go for it. But the thing about quarterbacks right now, their value is it's not in high demand because not a lot of quarterbacks are injured, and this is probably the biggest week. There's 6 teams on a bye, so quarterbacks are in demand for this week. But going forward, only 4 teams on a bye and not a lot of injuries to QBs thus far.
I'll tell you what, I like
getting return.
I like Big Ben's schedule the rest of the way.
It's great.
He does wind up keeping him. It's not bad. After he's got Cincinnati this week, he's got the Redskins, Giants, Chiefs. He's got a battered Baltimore Ravens D.
Yeah.
Right. He's got Cleveland twice at the back half. So basically he has Baltimore twice, Cleveland twice, Cincy twice, Dallas, Chargers.
Right.
There's some juicy matchups in there, man. Big Ben could actually be a decent second-half quarterback.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, because the quarterbacks are not in demand right now, it's really hard to get a whole lot in return for if you're going to trade. But, Rob, we appreciate the call. Good luck in Week 7. Let's keep it on the Ace Ticket Hotline. We got Jeff in Connecticut. He's up next on the Fantasy Football Champs. What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Not much. What you got?
All right, so I got two questions that I want to run by you. The first one is a trade that I'm looking to propose. So before I even tell you who I'm thinking of trading for him, I want to get your guys' temperature on Welker.
98.6.
Yeah, right. With Julian, even if Julian comes back, I think they're just realizing, like, yeah, his value is more apparent than ever. And with what looks like a banged up Gronkowski and still semi questionable Hernandez, he's going to be a big, you know, a big player for the rest of the year, right? So, the guy who has him is extremely thin on running backs and has more wide receivers than he knows what to do with. So I think I'm in a good, you know, position to potentially pick him up. So I'm going to lowball him at first with LeSure and Miles Austin. So actually, let me just give you the bucket of players that I'm thinking of putting a matchup together. I want to give him one running back and then one wide receiver to replace his Welker hole. So it's, I got LeSure, Miles Austin, James Jones, C.J. Spiller, Fred Jackson. So I'm thinking of going with LeSure, Miles Austin, but I don't know if I should sell high on James Jones right now or if he's going to.
Absolutely sell high on James Jones. Greg Jennings will come back eventually. That will reduce James Jones to a number three or number four wide receiver role for the Green Bay Packers, especially with Randall Cobb still there. Now, Rodgers is playing lights out right now. He's not going to throw six touchdowns every week, though. So
right.
James Jones selling him high is a nice move. Miles Austin coming off a pretty weak game against the Baltimore Ravens, so I'm not sure who you'd get more value from. If you can get Welker in return for James Jones and LeSure, then I would absolutely go for that trade. Wes Welker, four straight games with over 100 yards, and the game before that in week two, he had 95 yards. So pretty much every game except week one this year, Wes Welker has gotten close to 100 yards or exceeded that 100-yard mark. He's the most dominant wide receiver in a PPR format. If you can get him on your squad, I would by all means do whatever you can to get him.
Okay, so and if he wasn't biting on LeSure and wanted either Jackson or Spiller, who would you give up there?
Which Jackson is it?
Fred Jackson.
Fred Jackson, sorry.
He's got both Bills running backs.
I like C.J. Spiller a lot better rest of the way than Fred Jackson.
I think
Spiller's a little bit more dynamic. I think he catches a lot of passes out of the backfield. Fred Jackson still hasn't showed me what he showed me at the beginning of last year. You know, C.J. Spiller has showed me that this year. Fred Jackson, not so much.
Okay, cool. And then finally, I've got both Gronk and Hernandez. Should I sell high on one of these guys?
Can you play a tight end in the flex?
Yeah, I can. So that's what I had him right now. I had him both. I had my Gronkowski as my tight end, and then Hernandez in the flex. And I'm just wondering, you know, Gronk isn't looking like he's having the year I was hoping he would have. And Hernandez, I don't know. So I don't know what to do.
If you make this trade for Wes Welker, you're gonna have three Patriots on your squad.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we all know the Patriots offense is one of the best in the league. However, there will be some of those weeks, like maybe, you know, a little bit down the line in fantasy football playoff time when they're taking on the Texans where, you know, it's kind of a low-scoring game. So instead of having Wes Welker, Rob Gronkowski, and Aaron Hernandez, although they are one of the best at their positions, you can try to trade one of them, maybe Gronk because he has, you know, his reputation is a little bit better. You can get a lot in return for those guys.
Right, okay, so that's what I'm thinking about doing, getting Welker in there and then selling high on Gronkowski for another running back because I'll be a little thin. I only got Stephen Ridley and CJ starting in my running back.
And you have Ridley,
right now.
So you have four players on the Patriots.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Well, just so you know, week nine, the Patriots have a bye. So
you'd be screwed.
Yeah, that might work to your advantage to try to get Welker if you, you know, talk to your trade partner about, hey, well, Welker's not playing on week nine, you know, which is a couple weeks away.
Right.
But then on the other hand, if you got potentially four Patriots, that's
what I mean. Like, it doesn't work unless I can sell high on Rob or Aaron is what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't do the Welker without the without getting rid of whether
I'm kind of down. I mean, obviously we're down on Gronk, right, Bill? And the injury might have a lot to do with it.
Yeah, a little bit.
But looking down the line, Jeff, week 14 and week 15, which are likely fantasy playoff weeks or nearing the fantasy playoffs for you, your Patriot-heavy lineup will be going up against the Houston Texans and San Francisco 49ers. So just be aware of that if you have a lot of Patriots on your team.
Good call. All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff. Take care. Best of luck in Week 7. A lot of Patriots on his squad, Todd.
Yeah, we should have found out what his record is with all those Patriots. That's hard to do, man. I mean, we talked about it in our preseason show, Bill, that if you're going – we like to diversify. right? We don't want to stack a lineup with too many guys from one team. If there was a team you want to do it with, the Patriots, you know, Brady and Welker or Brady and Gronk or maybe Brady and Ridley is kind of acceptable.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? But there are only a couple teams like that that you can do that with. But to have four Patriots potentially on a roster, that's a recipe for disaster. That's going to give you some really big weeks, but, you know, it's also going to lead to a lot of inconsistency.
It's like the stock market, Todd. You want to diversify, right?
Gordon Gekko.
Yeah, you want to
diversify. Is that where you are? Gordon Gekko giving advice now?
You want to have a very diverse portfolio. Otherwise, you can get burned. All of a sudden, the market crashes, and you had Apple at 400, and now you're looking at a $75 stock because the iPods suck.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you, man.
All right, let's move on. We've been talking about the Patriots a lot. Let's move on to previewing the Patriots versus Jets matchup for Week 7.
Rooting for the Patriots is great.
Woo!
Rooting for one specific Patriots player because he's on your fantasy football team? Well, that's just spectacular.
Brady on first down, play action, shoots it down the field, wide open, Gronkowski touchdown. That was like stealing. I mean, he was wide open.
It's time for the Patriots Fantasy Spotlight on Fantasy Football Champs.
All right, let's start it off with the Patriots quarterback. That's Tom Brady, for those that don't know. Maybe you've been living in a cave the last 12 years. He's ranked fourth on the FFCPI this week, Todd. The Jets, they have a top 10 passing defense, even without Revis. They've only allowed four passing touchdowns this year, only allowed four passing touchdowns in the last four games, and no quarterback has gotten over 300 yards this year against the New York Jets. But regardless, Brady still fourth on the FFCPI.
Everyone sucks but me.
Well, let's look at some of the quarterbacks the Jets have faced. You just kind of bolstered their defense from a fantasy point, right?
Yeah.
Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Ryan Tannehill in Miami, Alex Smith, Houston, and Andrew Luck. So kind of a mixed bag of quarterbacks there. They haven't really faced an aerial assault yet.
Big Ben, really, the only fantasy-worthy quarterback. Andrew Luck, he had a tough game.
Yeah, you can kind of see that coming, having that huge week the week before. Rookie is going to be up and down.
Right.
The Patriots are going to be angry, dude.
Of course.
I mean, they're coming home. They're playing a heated rival. They got to be angry. And, you know, I mean, again, how are these two teams both 3-3? It's just crazy to me. Crazy.
Moving on to running back, Stephen Ridley, 7th. On the FFCPI this week. Brandon Bolden, I know he's dealing with a little bit of an injury. He's 29th. Danny Woodhead, 38th. But the main guy that you want, Stephen Ridley, you want him in your lineups. The Jets allowing the third most fantasy points to opposing running backs. On average, they allow 20-plus fantasy points to the running backs that are running all over that game.
And that's amazing because last week the Colts couldn't get anything off of him on the ground.
Right. That's why Vic Ballard was a major letdown.
Everyone, yeah. Vic Ballard, the hot free agent pickup from last week on the waiver wire in fantasy circles. 8 rushes for 25 yards, leading rusher for the Colts. That is not good. As a team, Bill, 17 rushes, 41 yards. But like you said, the other games, the Jets have been run all over, which is promising for Ridley. And you know how it is with Belichick. Every week to week, he'll adapt his running backs to whatever game plan he has. So, you know, maybe this is the week Ridley goes off.
I think it is. First time. I believe he's in the top 8 on our weekly rankings. Let's move over to wide receivers. We got Wes Welker at 7th, Brandon Lloyd 21. You know, the Jets are top 5 against wide receivers, but we still have so much faith in Welker. Like I said, 4 straight games of over 100 receiving yards. The guy is just a PPR machine. Last time a wide receiver scored a touchdown against the Jets was in Week 2, Todd. So let's see if that trend continues or Welker or Brandon Lloyd kind of break what's been going on with the Jets
secondary. Me too, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
Well, you got to start Welker. I mean, Brandon Lloyd, you could argue, depends on who else is on your roster, who else you have. But, I mean, Welker's a no-brainer.
All right, let's move over to tight ends, where Aaron Hernandez and Rob Gronkowski are both in the top 3. Great to see Hernandez back on the field last week. Rob Gronkowski is number 1. Aaron Hernandez is number 3 on our weekly rankings. Tight ends are averaging 14 points this year against the Jets. They've given up at least 75 yards to opposing touchdowns in each of the last two games.
What did you make of Aaron Hernandez's return? You know, 6 catches, 30 yards, and a touchdown. What did you think?
Absolutely loved it. I've been banking on Hernandez all season. He was one of my top draft picks. I think I picked him in the fourth round in three leagues, and he's been hurting me since he hasn't been on the field since week two. So I was great to see him back in action, and I'm looking forward to this matchup. I think he's going to have one of the best games of the year here in week seven against the Jets.
Very encouraging that in a game where, you know, it was still a little bit questionable whether he was going to play or how involved he was going to be. You know, he had nine targets, six right. receptions, nine targets. That's what's important. You know, is he a part of the game plan? He clearly was. So promising news for Hernandez owners.
All right, let's move over to the Jets. We have Mark Sanchez at 16th. That's the highest he's been all season long. Patriots, they're giving up the most points to opposing quarterbacks. Patriots fans, I know you don't like to hear it, but the facts are the facts. The Patriots are giving up the most points to opposing quarterbacks, at least 30 points in each of the last four games to QBs. We had to rank Sanchez kind of high this week.
Ugh. Yeah, well.
And even at 16, that's really not that high.
Unless I'm in a 16-team league and my other quarterback's on bye, I can't start Sanchez. Can you?
I don't want to. I'm not going to. But the Patriots defense, when it comes to stopping quarterbacks, they need to wake up here in week seven.
82 yards last week for Sanchez against the Colts in a big win.
He's starting for my team this week.
Is he?
Oh, boy.
He is. I'm going to start Brady and Sanchez because both teams can't stop anybody.
Matt Ryan, Phillip Rivers, Peyton Manning, all on a bye this week.
Yeah, no, I have Phillip, so I had to pick up somebody.
Right.
It's a two-quarterback league, so every guy has three or four quarterbacks, so it's impossible to find somebody.
All right, moving over to running back. Shaun Green ranked 23rd this week. I know he's coming off that monster 167-yard game, three touchdowns. But you know what? The Patriots are a top-five rush defense in the NFL right now, allowing just one rushing touchdown all year, and that was to Ray Rice and the Ravens. Six out of the last seven games, the Patriots have held running backs to under 10 fantasy football points.
All right, Bill, I'm going to rattle off five numbers here. You tell me which number is unlike the rest, okay? This is Sean Green's fantasy points the last 5 weeks. 2, 5, 3, 5, 34.
34 Boom. Would be the answer.
My gosh.
So 2, 5, and what was the other one?
3-5.
2-5-3-5. Oh, man. And then all of a sudden, 34 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to do that again. Sell him high now. He's going to be on the buy. He's going to be on the sell high in the buy low, sell high section or segment later in the show.
But, he's going to be on the get rid of him list.
Yes.
Get rid of him while you can, please.
Absolutely will be.
Yeah, I agree with you there. How about the wide receivers for the Jets, Bill? Anybody worth a look here this week?
Kind of like Stephen Hill, the rookie from Georgia Tech. Jets invested a pretty high draft pick in him. Patriots are allowing the fifth most fantasy points to opposing wide receivers right now. Five touchdowns in the last two games to wide receivers. So, yeah. Stephen Hill over Jeremy Curley, only because I think Hill is a little bit more of a red zone target.
Well, he's a big play guy, you know.
Yeah.
He's not a possession receiver. He's either going to, you know, catch a long touchdown or he's probably going to do nothing at all. That's just how he is. So,
right.
You know, the Patriots have kind of that young secondary, and they were exposed late in the game against Russell Wilson. So maybe Sanchez can throw a deep bomb to him. We'll have to wait and see. But I think that's kind of a risky play. But however, Bill, in a week like we have, and like Kevin just mentioned, where we have, I believe, six teams on a bye, there are going to be a lot of these players we're discussing here that normally aren't options that are going to be in play because of the sheer amount of teams and players that are on bye this week. So Stephen Hill might be a guy that you have to look at as a wide receiver three this week or maybe a flex guy this week. But if you do that, you're really relying on the long ball.
Yes, you are. All right, let's wrap up this Jets-Patriots little fantasy preview. We got Dustin Keller, the tight end for the Jets. He's ranked 18th this week. On average, tight ends score 15 points against the Patriots. But if you don't have a lot of faith in Mark Sanchez, you can't have a lot of faith in Dustin Keller.
No, but if if we're ranking Sanchez number 16, he's got to be thrown it to somebody.
Yeah.
And, you know, for the last couple of years, Keller's kind of been his go-to guy when things break down. So
certainly has.
Yeah, you know, there's so many other good tight end options out there, Bill. Even in a bye week like this, it'd probably be pretty hard to play a guy like Keller.
Right.
I mean, there's just so many tight ends that have kind of come to the forefront that I would play ahead of him. So he's kind of a hard guy to play.
All right, so that wraps up our Patriots-Jets fantasy preview. We're going to take a quick break. Up next, we will take your emails, webradio@patriots.com, answering your phone calls, 508-298-0398, and we'll jump into some of our waiver wire pickup suggestions as we head into Week 7. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries hanging out on Patriots.com Radio. This is the Fantasy Football Champs.
More fantasy football strategy and advice coming up next.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. You're listening to Patriots.com Radio. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries. What do you say we go over some of our waiver wire previews? Hit it, Kevin.
I'm going to just go ahead and admit you caught me with my pants down on this one.
I'm a man.
You finally did. It took a few weeks, but hang on. I'll get it for you.
It's all good. We don't have to run it. We can just say, I can just pretend to do the, this is the Fantasy Football Champs waiver wire preview. Kind of like some, you know, voiceover guy.
Yeah, whatever. I'm yelling at you from far away now.
All right, Todd, what do you say? Let's get into the quarterbacks.
Right.
First up, Josh Freeman. Incredible game from the Buccaneers quarterback. 328 passing yards, three touchdowns. That was equivalent to 29 fantasy points against the Kansas City Chiefs. He's available in 60% of the leagues, and I know you like his schedule in the next 5 weeks or so.
Yeah, it's looking pretty sweet. I mean, he's got the Saints this week, at the Vikings, at the Raiders, Chargers, Carolina. So some decent matchups in there. You know, we've been waiting for this guy to kind of become more of a consistent force, and he really hasn't, to be honest, but he looked good last week. And again, especially if you're looking for a quarterback this week, you need some help with all the buys going on. You know, Josh Freeman's a pretty solid option.
And what I like about Freeman is he's already done with his buy. So you can lock him on as your QB2 for the rest of the year and not worry about having to drop him because he's on a bye. He's already done. So I think Freeman, the best option at quarterback this week, again, available in 60% of the leagues out there. So go ahead and pick him up.
Yeah, we have him ranked number 13 right now in our preliminary FF Champs weekly rankings. All right, Bill, how about Christian Ponder? We've been talking about this guy all year long. If he's still available out there in any leagues, he's a guy that you probably should grab.
Yeah, I don't understand why Ponder's still out there. I mean, he again, 352 yards and two touchdowns. Now, it was against the Redskins and the worst passing defense in the league, but it seems like Ponder's getting it done every week, and yet he's still available in over 55% of the leagues out there. So go pick up Ponder if you can't get your hands on Freeman.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I'll be honest, this is a player that I was wrong with. I mean, I didn't believe in this guy at all. Coming out of the draft, going into this season, I was not a Ponder guy at all, and he's proven me wrong. Now, he's not a ridiculous fantasy guy, but, you know, he's had four outings, Bill, where he's scored 19 or more fantasy points. That's solid production, four out of six games, some decent production. He's got some nice matchups coming up down the line, so he still has his bye week ahead of him. I believe it's in week 10, but Ponder's a guy to take a look at if he's still out there. Another guy that the Patriots fans aren't going to want to hear about, I'm sure they've heard enough about this guy, is Russell Wilson from the Seahawks, Bill.
Right. Russell Wilson and Sam Bradford are kind of the two quarterbacks I want to mention. After Ponder and Freeman, I think these got the Wilson and Bradford are the two that are kind of at the bottom end of the quarterbacks you'll want to pick up this week. And the reason why I'm not so high on Russell Wilson is even though he had that great game against the Patriots, he has really a tough two games coming up with the San Francisco 49ers, and then he plays at Detroit in that a rematch of that handshake game with Harbaugh and Jim Schwartz. But we'll see what happens with Russell Wilson. I don't think he's going to match that 293 3 TD performance like he did against the Patriots very often this year. And then Sam Bradford's a guy, you know, he's hit or miss. 315 yards and one rushing touchdown. It's pretty decent. Again, this is pretty big week with byes. Six teams are on a bye this week, so Sam Bradford can be a usable, serviceable quarterback if you can't get your hands on Freeman or Ponder.
Yeah, this week, you know, you figure Bradford's going to be in garbage time mode, trying to throw his team back into the Packers matchup. So, and it's in the dome. You know, he's got the Packers and the Patriots next 2 weeks, Bill, which on paper, you know, not terrible matchups, but again, the garbage time is what you're hoping for with Bradford.
Right.
How about we move over to the running back position, Bill? Big injury for the Dallas Cowboys with DeMarco Murray. Are we really going to believe in Felix Jones as being the savior?
You know, our nickname for Felix Jones over at FFChamps.com is Fragile Felix. And it's because he was always injured. He always had the opportunity to take over for Marion Barber back in the day with the Dallas Cowboys. And even before DeMarco Murray got drafted, Felix Jones was supposed to be the guy. This year, totally changed. DeMarco Murray was a second-year running back, earned the starting job during training camp. Felix Jones, you know, was moved back to number two on the depth chart. But DeMarco Murray, he can miss a significant chunk of time here. I'm talking about like 3 or 4 weeks, up to a month with this foot injury that he suffered against the Baltimore Ravens. And, you know, Felix Jones, 92 yards and a touchdown against the Ravens. And Dallas Cowboys play the Panthers, Giants, and the Falcons in the next 3 weeks. And he's a must-have guy if you have DeMarco Murray on your squad. Felix Jones is a must-add this week.
You know, and I watched a lot of DeMarco Murray in college, Bill, at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He was hurt a lot.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a lot of major injuries.
Right.
But he was always dinged up, always questionable. Always, you weren't sure if he was going to play every week. And usually he would play a little bit here and there, but he was always banged up. Mm-hmm. Then last year he had a major injury. And now this year this is pretty major if he's going to miss a month. So this is a, you know, you talk about Fragile Felix. DeMarco, I don't know what the nickname is yet, but DeMarco is also pretty fragile.
Yeah, we'll have to come up with a good one for DeMarco Murray. Another running back that you'll want to pick up this week is LeGarrette Blount. Coming off a bye in week 6, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers really ran all over the Kansas City Chiefs. How about Blount? 58 yards and a touchdown. Even Doug Martin, he still looked good, but I think the Buccaneers are going to want to run the ball. They're going to want to pound the ball going forward. I really like their upcoming schedule. I think LeGarrette Blount is a really nice change of pace back for Doug Martin. Maybe he'll see some extra goal line carries. I think Blount, given the schedule this week against the Saints, he's a really good flex option.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit worried about our boy Doug Martin here, Bill, and the reason is he just doesn't get in the end zone.
Yeah.
I mean, last week, Martin, really solid in the yards category. 76 yards rushing, 55 yards receiving. You know,
right.
That's good production.
Just didn't
problem,
have that
he
touchdown.
Has one touchdown the entire year.
Yeah, and that's what kills you in fantasy. I mean, the yardage is great. And, you know, you didn't get the bonus for 76 yards, and you didn't get the bonus for the 53 rushing receiving yards. But, you know, collectively, 120 yards, not bad. But that touchdown would have given him 18 compared to 12. It's just not that good for a running back two, a guy that we thought could be a running back two this year. Use him as a flex, Doug Martin, because right now, like you said, he's just not getting into the end zone.
Well, and what's weird is in college, I mean, he scored a boatload of touchdowns.
Yeah, he was playing at Boise State.
That's true, but he had a nice nose for the end zone. So, I mean, he was scoring 20-plus touchdowns a season. You're right, Boise State, but... anyway, I'm disappointed. I thought he'd be getting more goal line looks, and this guy, LeGarrette Blount, just keeps continuing to hang around in this league somehow.
Hanging around.
Yes.
Check, 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 check.
All right. I don't know what you're talking about there.
You don't know what that movie is
that,
from?
That was really awkward.
You guys, neither of you know that movie reference. He's
no
hanging
clue.
Around. Check, check, check.
No clue.
Rounders? No?
I've seen Rounders a lot. I just don't remember that.
That's the best part of the whole movie.
No, the best part of Rounders is when he's got the Oreos and he's
I like Oreos.
Yeah, that's the part. That's the same part.
Is that what he says?
Yeah. Oh, you're hanging around.
I guess your kind of rendition of it's just so terrible that you didn't pick up on it.
Oh, you guys are the worst.
Your rendition is indecipherable. We have no idea what you were trying to do there, bud. But now we
Go
do.
Look
now
up.
That you explained it, you explained the movie and the scene.
That's
now
it's Malkovich, right? The
it's KGB.
KGB. Or whatever they call him in that
Teddy
movie.
KGB, right?
Teddy KGB, right.
Yeah.
You keep hanging around.
Great movie. Great movie. You're ruining it, but great movie.
Oh, boy.
Last running back that I want to get to. Actually, I'm just going to reel off a couple names here. Baron Batch for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're pretty thin right now. Rashad Mendenhall suffered an Achilles injury. We'll see how much workload Baron Batch gets going forward. And then if you're in a deep league, Cedric Pierman's a guy for the Bengals that had a lot of receptions, filling in for Bernard Scott. Montario Hardesty could fill in for Trent Richardson if his rib injury or whatever injury it is for Richardson that kept him on the sidelines. And then Danny Woodhead for the Patriots, folks, keeps getting it done, especially if you're in a PPR league. Ty, let's move it over to wide receivers. Josh Gordon, the rookie, third touchdown in two games. He had 99 yards against the Cincinnati Bengals. But he only has five receptions. So three touchdowns in the last two games, but only five receptions. What do you think of that?
Well, again, another guy I watched a lot in college. He was catching bombs from RG3 at Baylor. And he was great with the deep ball. And obviously that's translated to the NFL. But he's not a PPR guy, that's for sure. But, hey, Brandon Whedon's found something with him. They've obviously got a set of plays, Bill, that they use to get this guy behind the defense. It seems to be working.
Devery Henderson is a guy that I think people should pick up. Last week he was on a bye, so he had that huge game in week four against the Chargers, eight receptions, 123 yards and a touchdown. Oh, excuse me, it was in week five. And then he had the bye in week six. So I think he's still available in like 90% of the leagues out there. I'd rather see people target Devery Henderson. He has the better quarterback than a guy like Josh Gordon.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And how about for the deep leagues, Bill? I know you have a few names you wanted to mention. Michael Jenkins, man, he's come out of the woodwork. Where's he been the last couple of years?
Well, Jerome Simpson was a late scratch, so Jenkins filled in nicely for Christian Ponder and the Vikings.
Yeah, he did. Chris Givens, the rookie for the Rams, another guy that intriguing.
Second or third straight week with at least one 50-yard reception. I like those kind of stats. It shows a big play capability.
Well, that's interesting because he was more of a possession guy in college. Interesting.
Yeah.
And then Marlon Moore is another guy you wanted to mention?
Yeah, Marlon Moore from the Dolphins. I know they're on a bye this week, but if you're in a really deep league, sometimes you have to go after a guy that may not be playing because they're on a bye this week. You know, some of these people I come across, 16, 18, 20-team leagues, a guy like Marlon Moore is probably one of the better free agent options out there.
All right, moving over to the tight end position, Bill. We got two guys you wanted to mention. First one is Jared Cook from the Titans.
Jared Cook continues to get it done. Four receptions and 54 yards against the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's available in only half of the leagues out there. Ever since Matt Hasselbeck came under center for the Tennessee Titans, Jared Cook has been performing very well.
Yeah, he's not going to be explosive, but he keeps getting like three or four or five catches every single game. So if you're looking for, you know, 5 to 10 fantasy points, he's your man. Another guy that seems to might have been cut last week because of the bye was the Carolina tight end Greg Olsen. He might be available in some of the leagues. Looks like he's available in, what, 46%? Is that what our stats say?
Yeah, 46% of the leagues on Yahoo, Olsen is available. He was one of the most dropped players heading into week six. It was because of the bye. But with the Falcons, Broncos, Chiefs, Dolphins, Eagles, Chargers all on a bye this week, I think Olsen's a guy that can be very serviceable for your fantasy squads in week 7.
There you go. I'd prefer Greg Olsen over Jared Cook personally, especially for PPR.
I would as well.
I think he's got much more upside than Cook. But, you know, like I said, Cook's good for 5 to 10 points. Olsen could give you a much bigger play if Cam can figure out a way to get him the ball.
Speaking of Greg Olsen, we have an email from John M. And, again, you can email us at webradio@patriots.com. Hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps or give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Speaking of Greg Olsen, John M. emails in and he wants to know, with Hernandez now healthy, who should he drop, Kyle Rudolph or Greg Olsen? So obviously he wants to keep Hernandez, but he doesn't know who to drop now.
You know what? Rudolph has been red hot as far as getting in the end zone.
Right.
And I saw this email, and I think it's a PPR league, and Rudolph isn't amazing in PPR, but he's just scoring so many touchdowns, Bill. I'm going to have to roll with Rudolph over Olsen.
Yeah, I think Rudolph is a better option to keep for rest of the way. Greg Olsen might be good for this week, but if you had to choose between Hernandez, obviously you're going to keep him. Rudolph or Olsen, I'm going to drop Olsen.
Rudolph has 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, right.
So that's pretty darn good.
Another tight end question. This one is from Jacob, our boy in Denmark. Should he start Rudolph or Hernandez? And Hernandez is number 3 on the FFCPI this week. You have to go with our boy Aaron.
Yeah, I would go with him, but I like Rudolph as well. But I would roll with Hernandez. He's looking good. But don't be surprised if Rudolph, he won't catch a lot of balls, Bill, but he'll have like 3 catches for 40 yards and a touchdown. That just seems to be what he does every week.
All right, our friend Sea Dog wants to know which quarterback he should pick up and plug in. He's got Matt Ryan on a bye, and I think a lot of people, this is going to affect a lot of people out there. With so many quarterbacks on a bye heading into week 7, again, 6 teams are taking a little break from action. So Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons, one of those 6 teams. His options for quarterbacks are Brandon Whedon against Indianapolis, Matt Hasselbeck against Buffalo, Mark Sanchez against New England, Christian Ponder against Arizona, or Alex Smith against the Seattle Seahawks.
Wow. Those are not great options.
I'm leaning toward Matt Hasselbeck against the Buffalo Bills. We know their defense stinks. Second person I would kind of go with is maybe Mark Sanchez against the Patriots.
I might go with Whedon. That was one of his options, right?
Whedon against Indianapolis? Yeah, I like that one.
I don't like Ponder's matchup against Arizona.
Neither do I.
I like Whedon in a dome against Indianapolis. The Colts, they might be slumping a little bit here after a couple nice games. Right. Their pass defenses and all that, they're in the bottom third in that department. So I might roll with Whedon after Hasselbeck. I can't go with Sanchez. Sorry, I just can't do it.
Hasselbeck's your first option. Hasselbeck's your first option. Whedon's your second option.
Yeah, those are my top two. Sanchez, I guess, is third. But what if there's elements up in inclement weather up there in Foxborough?
Elements. There's always elements.
You got a John Malkovich quote about elements for us, Bill?
No, I don't, unfortunately. Right. I can make up one, though, if you want to hear my Russian accent again.
I'd rather not hear it. All right, what else do we have? What other emails we got?
Yeah, let's move on to Jesse in Maui. Wants to know, which tight end should they start this week? Fred Davis taking on the Giants or Martellus Bennett taking on the Redskins?
Wow.
Martellus Bennett still dealing with that hyperextended knee. I'm not sure how effective he's going to be, even if he is active. He wasn't very involved versus the 49ers, so I would wait on the practice report, see how often Bennett is in practice this week, not on a limited basis, but a full participant in practice, because right now I'm leading with Fred Davis.
Well, Fred Davis, basically because of the health situation, but I think if Bennett plays, I'm starting Bennett. Fred Davis has not scored a touchdown all year. No? Don't agree?
But, again, we don't know what the status of Bennett is right now, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that Bennett's in. If you find out on Sunday that Bennett's going to play, yeah, I would go Bennett over Davis. Davis,
yeah, I agree.
You know, last week, 3 catches, 46 yards, no touchdowns. He has no touchdowns the entire year, where obviously Eli's looking for Bennett in the end zone much more often.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, so those were our waiver wire suggestions. We also touched on some of your emails. If you have any other questions going forward, we have about an hour left in the show. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. And if you're listening to this show on demand, you can always hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps. We got to take a quick break. Bill and Todd on Patriots.com Radio. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
More fantasy football strategy and advice coming up next.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hooked up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy 4 select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Tired of leading points on your bench?
You're a loser!
Todd and Bill are here to make sure you never start the wrong player again.
I'm the boss. Need the info.
It's Fantasy Football Stardom Sit'em on Patriots.com Radio.
That's right. It is time to identify who you guys should put into your lineups and who you should leave on the bench, one of our favorite segments. When it comes to fantasy football, hey, this is the most important question because you need to win your games, and in order to win your games, you got to have the right people in the lineups. It's pretty much that simple, right, Todd?
That is correct. Correctamundo.
And shall I note, in order to do a segment, you need the imaging ready. So I did much better on that one.
And just for a point of reference, by the way, during the break, I went back onto YouTube, looked up Teddy KGB during the Rounders, and I pretty much nailed that that impression. Absolutely nailed it. So you guys are out of your minds.
Do you know that Kevin tapes these shows? We can go back and listen to it. And,
I hope he
compare.
Does.
We'll compare it. I don't think you were anything close. It wasn't until you explained. You had to explain to us the movie, the character, and the scene. And once we had all of that, we still didn't know what you were talking about.
It's not my fault your movie references don't match up to mine.
Money. I am still up 20 grand from this last time I stick it in you.
I couldn't tell. Was that John Malkovich?
That's one of my favorites.
Was that Bill or John? I can't tell. I couldn't tell the difference.
I think later in that scene, he gives him the hanging around. You couldn't find that one, Kevin?
I'll keep looking for it. I look for it all break. And I think I got one of the YouTube clips started, I think, just after he says it. It's basically when he's going to his Oreo. And I think it's right before that, but I haven't found the actual clip yet. No.
I'm telling you, I'm dead on.
The stick it in you one, then, that just kills me. If you had said that, I would have keeled over laughing earlier.
All right, well, now I know.
All right, Bill. Well, hey, if Teddy KJB had Eli Manning on his fantasy roster, would he be a QB start or a QB sit?
He'd be a QB start, Todd. Eli Manning in the top three for the first time this year on the FFCPI. He's taking on the Redskins, who are dead last in every defensive passing category. They are absolutely abysmal when it comes to stopping the pass. Eli Manning, get him in your lineups. Some other quarterbacks you'll want. Andrew Luck, Joe Flacco, Andy Dalton, all in the top 12 this week.
All right. Who are you sitting at the quarterback position?
Matthew Stafford. I know the Lions had a comeback victory over the Philadelphia Eagles. They take on the Chicago Bears with the number one passing defense in the league. They're well-rested since they're coming off a bye. They force a lot of turnovers. And I'm kind of wondering if we see Sean Hill at some point in the fourth quarter or after this week. I'm expecting Matthew Stafford. If there's going to be an injury this week, it's going to be to Stafford taking on those
Whoa,
brutal
you're
Bears.
Predicting an injury?
I am. I'm predicting an injury.
You're predicting an injury to Matt Stafford?
Yep.
That's
Sorry,
not
folks.
Very nice.
Oh, it's almost, hey, you got to be bold or go home.
Okay, man. Who else are you sitting at the QB position?
Some other guys that I really don't feel super confident in. Christian Ponder has, he's a good bye week filler. We suggested him as a pickup, but he just has a really tough matchup this week against the Cardinals. They have the sixth ranked passing defense in the league. And, I think the Cardinals and the Vikings, that screams defensive shootout. That game could be like 14.
Defensive shootout?
That game could be 14 to 10.
isn't that an oxymoron? Defensive shootout?
Defensive showdown.
Showdown. There you go.
Defensive
showdown. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. All right, moving on to the running backs, Bill. We already talked about him. The Patriots fans love him. Stephen Ridley. He looks to be a beautiful start this week.
Hey, he was a champ in week six, but he's going to he was a chump in week six, but he's going to be a champ in week seven. The Jets, 26th against the run. We have Stephen Ridley at 7 on the FFCPI. Get him in your lineups. Don't worry about the Week 6 game against the Seahawks. Seahawks, really good against the run. The Jets, really bad against the run. Make sure Ridley is in your lineups. And then some other guys I like are C.J. Spiller and Felix Jones. Both of those players are solid running back twos this week.
All right. How about on the glass is half empty side of things with the running backs? How about that William Powell, who was kind of a hot waiver wire pickup last week for the Cardinals?
Yeah, a lot of people wanted to pick him up after Ryan Williams went down with the injury, but you know what? You have to sit him taking on the Minnesota Vikings. He had a solid effort in week six with 70 yards, but when he's facing a Vikings defense that is fourth against a run, you leave that guy on your bench.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I wasn't really all in with Powell in the first place,
and
this matchup is not good. If he couldn't, he did okay against the Bills last week, but that was the Bills. I think it'll be a little tougher sledding against the Vikes. Some other running backs to sit, perhaps D'Angelo Williams, Mikel LeShore, both have some pretty tough matchups.
They do.
All right, moving over to the wide receivers. Wow, look at this name on the start list. We haven't seen this guy in a positive fashion all year long, and that's Kenny Britt.
No, you're right. 60 yards and a touchdown against the Steelers moves Kenny Britt up our weekly rankings. He's playing against the Buffalo Bills, who let up just so many big plays to wide receivers. So that's why, you said it, Todd. We haven't been talking about Britt a whole lot this year, but maybe this is the time, his knee's finally healed and Hasselbeck's playing well. Kenny Britt can start moving into people's starting lineups.
Wow. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, I think
he actually showed a few flashes. He showed a few flashes last week. I agree with you.
He had a lot of drops. But at the same time, he had a lot of targets.
He's very Dez Bryant-like.
He is very Dez Bryant-like.
You know, both on and off the field.
Yes.
And how, by the way, how haven't we talked about Dez Bryant yet in this show? I don't know. We'll have to squeeze some time in to bash
him. He was a champ. We talked about him. He was a champ.
He's a champ, but got to catch that ball at the end of the game. Two-point conversion. Yeah. Give me a break.
Yeah, I know.
So, all right, another wide receivers to start this week, Bill. How about that Torrey Smith, the Bucks, Mike Williams, and the Saints wide receivers all have tasty matchups this week.
They do. Make sure those guys are all in your lineups.
Marquise Colston, perhaps, Bill.
Marquise Colston. I mean, if you have Marquise Colston on your squad, you're starting him.
Correct.
I try not to give away the obvious here, Todd. I was more referencing the Devery Hendersons and the Lance Moores.
I know. Just saying that I know in a couple of my leagues I had Colston on a bye this week, so I'm looking to get him back in my lineup. All right, wide receiver sits. How about that Antonio Brown? We talked about him earlier in the show. Disappointing for the Steelers.
Just not getting it done on a consistent basis. You're taking on the Bengals' third-ranked passing defense. If you're in a non-PPR league, then leave Antonio Brown on the bench.
All right, how about those Packers receivers?
Packers receivers, you know, I know they have a tough matchup against the St. Louis Rams this week. Randall Cobb, James Jones. You're starting Jordy Nelson. But Randall Cobb and James Jones, I would hesitate to put them in your lineup. Rams actually have a really good pass defense, so I'm a little concerned about those two guys.
All right, moving on to the tight ends. Who's your favorite tight end start of the week?
I like Scott Chandler, the big red zone target for the Buffalo Bills. The Titans allow the most points to opposing tight end, so get Chandler in your lineups. Ryan Fitzpatrick looks at him a lot when the Bills are inside the 20. And then a tight end that I don't like is JerMichael Finley. I think he's the most overrated player at this position. Way too many drops, too many weapons surrounding JerMichael Finley on that Packers squad that, you know, he just doesn't get enough opportunities. And when he does get the opportunities, he ends up dropping the ball anyway. So leave him on your bench this week.
And not only that, but, man, he gets called for some, like, untimely, like, offensive pass interference penalties, and he's lined up in the wrong position. He's a real bonehead, that guy. I don't know what his contract situation is, but I wouldn't be surprised if they try to cut him loose after the year. He's more of a headache than anything else for those Packers.
I agree. Leave him on your bench.
All right, is that it? Does that cover our start and sit?
That is. We had a really good segment. And to increase the value of this segment, we're going to bring on Justin in Boston, who has a 12-team league. What's up, Justin?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's going on, my friend?
I have DeMarco Murray, but he's supposed to be out for week 7. Who would you guys like to pick up for this week? Felix Jones, Isaac Redman, Philip Hanna, or Hardesty from the Browns?
I think it's Felix Jones.
You know, I think Hardesty is appealing. However, we think Trent Richardson's only day-to-day. DeMarco Murray can be out a significant chunk of time, so you have to pick up Felix Jones here. Especially, we don't know when Murray's going to come back into action. It could be 2 weeks, it could be 3 weeks, it could be a month. So for that reason, it's better to have that handcuff, have Felix Jones on your squad. This way, when week 8, when, you know, Murray's already ruled out for week 7. So when the week 8 injury report comes around and Murray's questionable, you know that at the last minute you can plug Felix Jones right into your lineup. I think that one's a no-brainer. Again, Montario Hardesty, pretty appealing, but Felix Jones is the guy to grab. Justin, we appreciate your call. Let's move on to BJ in Miami. A lot of guys from Florida calling in today. What's up, BJ?
Hey, how's it going, man? I had a question about which running back I should start. I got a lot of mediocre back. I got Steven Jackson as my flex right now to replace him. I have LeGarrette Blount, Daryl Richardson, Vic Ballard, you know, a lot of mediocre guys there. What'd you think?
All right. So your choice is to replace Steven Jackson or Blount, Daryl Richardson, and Vic Ballard. Bill.
Yeah, I also have Doug Martin as my RB2, so.
So you don't want to have two bucks in your lineup.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I like Vic Ballard as the flex.
Yeah, I like him too. He's going up against Cleveland. They have a pretty crappy.
Yeah, they do.
Run D.
I agree with that.
You know, I know Vic Ballard was a big disappointment against the Jets, but that game got really out of hand for the Colts. He's taking on the Cleveland Browns this week. They have the 24th ranked rushing defense. Ballard is 22 on our FFCPI, our weekly rankings at FFChamps.com. So that's pretty much right outside RB2 territory, but right in the wheelhouse for a flex. I think he's your best option this week. Since you're already starting Doug Martin, normally I would say LeGarrette Blount, but this week, go with Vic Bowden.
Nice. Thanks. I appreciate it, guys.
No problem, BJ. Take care. Thanks for calling into the Fantasy Football Champs. Todd, what do you say? What's up next here?
I don't know, but I love how Kevin chimes in the dolphin chirps.
Yeah, he had no idea. BJ,
no,
I think he thought
something was wrong with his phone. if only you had added a John Malkovich impersonation, you really would have had him confused, Bill. You had
your
chance.
Well, speaking of my John Malkovich impersonation, I just got an email from Dan H. That's our guy up in Massachusetts, and he says he got the Rounders reference right away. Now, this is an email. I'm not making this up. He says he got the Rounders reference right away, but he adds in the disclaimer that he probably quotes from that movie about once a week.
Well, there you go. There you go, yeah, Bill. You connected with somebody. So
we should do a show where Bill has to answer every phone call as Malkovich. So he has to be Teddy KGB for every caller.
Oh, my God. That'd be a little hectic.
So, Bill,
pull it off.
What was his name, that emailer you just mentioned?
Dan H. That's the guy that won the free
subscription.
I think that's
our guy Higgins and Hopkinton.
Yeah, Higgins and Hopkinton. He won their free FF Champs subscription a couple weeks ago.
So we've had this show on for, what, 2 or 3 months? You've connected with him, and you've connected with a guy in Denmark and a guy in Norway. So you've got three people that have connected with you.
Yeah. Why don't you go back home to your street malls and drink your Zimas and Smirnoff ices? Ooh, yeah!
I love that clip. All right, anyway, our guy, in addition to Dan complimenting me on my excellent John Malkovich impersonation from Rounders, he also has a lineup question. He needs two running backs, Todd. McFadden, Mendenhall, Martin, or Fred Jackson? McFadden, Mendenhall.
Well, Mendenhall's out. Yeah, Fred Jackson and who else? Who's the other one?
Doug Martin. McFadden's in.
Yeah, McFadden's in.
I think Fred Jackson's
and
in.
And probably Fred, yeah. Fred against the Titans?
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
And then two wide receivers, Calvin Johnson, Brandon Lloyd, Reggie Wayne.
Well, I'm going to go Wayne and Megatron.
I like that as well. And then one flex out of all those guys. So I guess you can put Martin in his lineup after all. Or do you go with Brandon Lloyd in the flex?
PPR?
Non-PPR.
Tough call, actually, you know? I'd probably go with Doug Martin, but I could argue both ways.
I like Doug Martin.
Yeah, I get Doug Martin, but guys got to start getting in the end zone, man.
Well, it could be this week because the New Orleans Saints have the worst rushing defense in the league.
That is true. This is the week to give him another shot, Mr. Doug.
Yeah, Doug Martin. So I'm just making sure that Dan H. here, he says he got the Rounders reference right away. So, you know, Todd and Kevin, you guys are ones that are off here, not me.
Whatever makes you feel better, bud. Whatever floats your boat.
Let's take a quick break. Let me recover.
Yes, please.
Maybe Kevin will try to find this YouTube clip.
I'm still looking for it.
We can compare my impersonation to the real
If you find it, Bill, shoot me the link.
Oh, I will.
I've been looking for it.
All right, we're going to take a break. Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Coming up next, we will break down the upcoming schedule in Week 7. We'll also identify some buy low, sell high type guys. That's all coming up right after the break here on Patriots.com Radio.
FFChamps.com. Extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hooked up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time. 2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012 Bank of America Corporation.
Money is the thing that I need to fulfill my greed.
Fantasy football trades are just like the stock market, without government bailouts. The Fantasy Football Champs are here to help you buy low and sell high. I need money.
That's right. Buy low, sell high. Trade bait and trade prey. We help identify the guys that you want to get rid of or send off on a trade and that guys that you'll want to get in return for a trade. Todd, what do you say we start off with buy low quarterbacks?
One of my favorite guys, Bill, and I know he's going to be a little inconsistent his rookie year. I still like Andrew Luck, Bill. I know he's coming off his worst performance of the year, 280 yards, a whole mess of turnovers, but he doesn't really face a really tough passing defense the rest of the year. Am I correct?
No, his schedule is absolutely yes, you are correct. His schedule is absolutely amazing. Cleveland Browns in Week 7, Tennessee Titans in Week 8, Miami Dolphins, Jacksonville Jaguars, Patriots, Buffalo Bills, the Lions, Titans again. I mean, it just keeps getting better and better for Andrew Luck. I know he had a tough game against the New York Jets. I think that's why you want to buy him low now, because he's excellent as a quarterback, too, for your squad.
I agree. What is his He's had his bye week, too, right?
He already had the bye week, so he's perfect. Yeah. He's like a guy like Josh Freeman, already had the bye. You can keep him on your roster the rest of the year.
Yep, totally agree. All right, well, who's a guy to sell high at the quarterback position, Bill?
I'm selling high on Russell Wilson. 293 yards and 3 touchdowns in Week 6 against the Patriots. But you know who he plays the next 3 weeks? 49ers, Minnesota Vikings, and the New York Jets, all top 10 passing defenses in three of the next 4 weeks. Sell high on Russell Wilson. He's not going to get these kind of stats again.
All right, another moving over to the running back position, another rookie makes our list to buy low, and that is Mr. Trent Richardson.
He's dealing with a rib injury. The coaches, I think, are a little mad at him for missing some blitz pickups. That's kind of why they're kind of using this injury as a reason why they benched him the rest of the game. I think it's more to do with the blocking. But regardless, he has one of the easiest schedules going forward out of any running back in the NFL right now. Even though he's a rookie, he's been playing like a top 15 running back in the world of fantasy football. Buy him low. You'll be happy you did. He can be a guy that really helped revive your team going forward.
All right, the next one, sell high running back. This is a no-brainer. We've talked about it multiple times on the show, and that is Sean Green.
Yeah, Sean Green, he did great against a weak run defense, but this is his best game of his career. I'm not sure if he'll ever be able to match it. His stock will never get any higher than it is right now. Patriots, Dolphins, Seahawks, all up next on the schedule. All three of those teams have really good run defenses. Sell Sean Green while you still can.
All right, moving over to the wide receivers, Bill. Who can we buy low right now heading into Week 7?
I like Dwayne Bowe. I think the Chiefs, since they're going into a bye, they'll be back in Week 8. So Dwayne Bowe, not only is he coming off a really bad performance against the Bucs in Week 6, but he's heading into a bye in Week 7. Coming back out of Week 8, he has the Raiders, then the Chargers, and then the Steelers, all of which have really weak pass defenses. Matt Cassel will be back, and he'll be healthy.
That's the key. I mean, if Castle's back, I like Bowe a lot more than if Brady Quinn is slinging him the rock.
I totally agree. But Dwayne Bowe, great buy low candidate.
All right. How about the opposite side there, Bill? Who are we selling high on from the wide receivers?
I'm selling Dez Bryant, Todd. 13 receptions, 2 touchdowns, 95 yards against the Ravens in Week 6. But schedule gets really tough going forward. Plus, you know, he's been a headache for Tony Romo and Jason Garrett, running the wrong routes, not really being on the same page as the Cowboys quarterback. So Dez Bryant, a little bit too inconsistent for me. He has all the talent, all the athleticism in the world, but he's one knucklehead move away from really getting benched by the Dallas Cowboys.
But he's a maddening player to own, Bill. I mean,
yeah, totally.
If you've decided to keep him on your roster, you just have to stick him in there every week, and you know it's going to be a rocky road. He's going to have some weeks where he goes off like last week, other weeks where he does virtually nothing, and then he's going to have his off-the-field issues. He's going to have his injury issues. A maddening, maddening player, but you're right. If you want to get rid of him, now's the time to do it. All right, moving over to the tight ends. Who are we buying low on?
How about Dennis Pitta? Just 55 yards in the last 3 games and only 7 receptions. He had 180 yards and 13 receptions in the first 3 weeks. So the last 3 weeks, really down in the dumps for Dennis Pitta. You know, I think the Ravens defense really banged up. They just lost Ray Lewis, just lost Ladarius Webb for the season. So I think Joe Flacco is going to need to pass more since their defense is going to be letting up a lot of points. He has a really good schedule going forward. I like Dennis Pitta as a great buy low candidate.
I don't know about this one. It's going to be hard. If you get him right now, okay, he's got Houston on the road and then a bye week. Now, after that, I agree with you, smooth sailing. The thing I'm looking at here is his targets, Bill. The first 3 weeks, okay, he had 31 total targets, which is 10 a game. That's the first 3 weeks. The last 3 weeks, he has 11 total targets.
Yeah.
So 10 a game to basically 10 in the last 3 weeks, that's pretty concerning to me. But, you know, and it probably won't get better against Houston, and then he's got that bye week. But after that, you know, maybe it opens up for him a little bit. So I'm not sure I agree with you on that one.
That's what I think will happen. I think after the bye, I think he's going to really start to perform well.
There you go. All right, who are we selling high on at the tight end position?
You know, I don't really have a tight end to sell high on. There was only 7 in Week 6 that had what we call, you know, good games. So I don't really have a really good candidate for people to sell high on. I guess if you have maybe 2 tight ends on your squad because, you have Aaron Hernandez back in action, then you trade off the one that you acquired when Hernandez was down with the injury. But I don't really have one guy to identify.
I think I agree with you there. I mean, what about Antonio Gates? I mean, did we see this, his big performance on Monday night, as a sign of things to come, or is it more of an aberration? And maybe he's a guy to try to sell high on.
You know, the thing about Antonio Gates, and I think this is why fantasy football managers were kind of frustrated with him the last few weeks, was the Chargers, they have a bunch of mediocre wide receivers. Malcolm Floyd is nothing special. Robert Meacham is really a deep flyer. Eddie Royal doesn't really run precise routes as we saw on Monday Night Football, which led to a lot of turnovers. Antonio Gates is really the most consistent, most reliable option for Phillip Rivers, and I think that's why he's been so dominant in the past years in fantasy football, and I think we got a little preview of that on Monday Night Football in Week 6.
All right, so you think it's a sign of things to come.
I do.
That's a tough call. I just wanted to bring him up because obviously after his first four games, I mean, just terrible production.
Yeah.
4 points, 2 points, 6 points, 2 points, and then he goes off and gets 20 fantasy points. So, you know, he's definitely a guy that is raising a few eyebrows right now. Now he goes into a bye week this week, so it's kind of a hard guy to sell when you're going into a bye.
Right.
And coming out of the bye, though, man, Browns, Chiefs, Bucks.
Yeah, all easy teams.
And then the Broncos again, who he just, right. just destroyed
just
last
destroyed
night.
Them. Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you got to hang on to Antonio Gates and hope for the best.
All right, Todd, speaking of the San Diego Chargers, there are six teams on a bye this week. The Atlanta Falcons, Denver Broncos, Kansas City Chiefs, Miami Dolphins, Philadelphia Eagles, and the San Diego Chargers all on a bye. That's six teams this week. Fantasy football managers are going to be scrambling. How about these quarterbacks? Peyton Manning, Matt Ryan, Mike Vick, Phillip Rivers all need to be replaced in starting lineups, and there's a lot of wide receivers that are going to be MIA this week. Julio Jones, Roddy White, Dwayne Bowe, Demaryius Thomas, Eric Decker, Brian Hartline, Jeremy Maclin, DeSean Jackson, Malcolm Floyd, all those guys are going to be on the bench, fantasy managers scrambling to try to find replacements.
Yeah, it's weird how the schedule breaks down. I believe this is the only week that there are six teams on bye. Am I correct
on
that?
It is, and thank God. The rest of the week, so there's only four.
Yeah, well, the first week in week four, when it first started, we only had two.
Right.
So for some reason, they went with two in week four and then six in this week. I'm sure there's some logistical reason for all this, but still,
no,
fantasy-wise.
Probably not.
They just wanted to screw with the fantasy managers?
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah.
Well, Roger Goodell just said, hey, week seven, you guys are all screwed.
Yeah.
Is that what he did?
Yeah. He saw his fantasy schedule, and he realized he was playing against Robert Kraft that week, and he wanted to make sure Mr. Kraft's fantasy lineup wasn't as good. So he put all these teams on a bye.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here. So this is week 7 coming up, 6 on bye. Week 8, 9, 10, 11, 4 byes. And then when we get to week 12 on out, then there's no more byes. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it's a logistical reason, but it's just kind of weird how they do that.
You know, either teams will play against – you'll either have a team – you'll either be playing against a team with a lot of holes – or your team has a lot of holes in it. So, you know, kind of a crazy week as we move along towards week 7. Crazy week for fantasy football managers.
Yeah, like you said, you know, it's going to be who can find those diamonds in the rust this week. You know, the who are some of the players we talked about? Some of those guys that are ranked in like the low 20s or 30s this week.
Right.
That you normally wouldn't think twice about putting in your lineup. You know, and we had a lot of emails and phone calls on these types of guys.
Yeah.
You're going to have to rely on these guys this week. You're going to have to hope that, you know, like a Randall Cobb has a nice week, you know, something like that. So it's going to be kind of a crazy week, and you're going to have to dip. This is where the depth of your roster is going to be tested in a big way.
The smart fantasy managers, the shrewd fantasy managers are going to be out there on the waiver wire picking up guys regardless of need just to block their opponents from doing it.
I love
that's
doing
what
that.
I try to do.
I love doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm usually at the end of the waiver wire order because I'm usually near the top of my standings.
Right.
So if that's the case, I'm always getting the last dibs, so I can't always pull it off. But I love messing with my opponents. That's half the fun of this.
Absolutely.
I mean, what was it? A couple weeks ago, I grabbed a couple quarterbacks just to mess with people. I had no need for quarterbacks, but we had kind of a deep roster, so I grabbed a couple of the hottest waiver wire quarterbacks, and my opponent had nothing to do. He had a couple guys on bye. He had nothing. He could go to nowhere. He started like Tim Tebow or something.
Oh, that's a big fail.
It was great. I loved it. It was a two quarterback start league, so the QBs were few and far between. The bye weeks had kicked in. It was great. I loved it.
All right, let's shift our focus over to the Week 7 matchups. We've got a few fantasy-friendly games that you can expect a lot of production from your playmakers. First up, Washington Redskins taking on the New York Giants. A lot of fantasy playmakers in this one.
Yeah, I mean, geez, RG3. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the Skins beat the Giants twice last year?
Twice, correct.
And now they have RG3. So, you know, you get these NFC East games, weird things happen. The Giants seem to play down to the level of their opponent or play up to the level of their opponent.
Yep.
So don't be surprised if the Redskins, RG3, Alf, you know, have decent outings. And the Giants, I mean, they've got playmakers all over the place. Victor Cruz didn't have a lot of yards last week, but he did find the end zone. I expect him to have a much bigger day against the Skins.
Yeah, Victor Cruz, Eli Manning, and then, like you mentioned, RG3 and Alfred Morris are poised to go off in this NFC East showdown. How about the New Orleans Saints and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a little bit of an NFC South matchup?
Yeah, well, the Bucs looked pretty good last week. The Saints are coming off a bye. Can we get some love from Darren Sproles for fantasy managers? He's been quiet for me.
He's been doing great catching passes out of the backfield, but just hasn't been getting into the end zone or getting many rushing attempts.
Yeah, exactly. I think Sproles is due for a little production for those fantasy owners that drafted him early in the second or third round in most PPR leagues anyway. I think he's due for a big game.
What do you say for the Baltimore Ravens and the Houston Texans?
Texans. Tough to figure out what's going on offensively for the Texans outside of Arian Foster right now. I like Owen Daniels. Andre Johnson's been pretty quiet, correct?
Yep. Well, he had one of his best games this past week, but that game was a little bit crazy with the Titans, with the Texans trying to keep up with the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I think that was a lot of garbage time stuff. I mean, they were just trying to keep up with the Packers. The Ravens. Well, all their problems are defensively, right?
Exactly. That's
so
why
it's
I think
good from a fantasy standpoint.
Right.
Yeah, so this could be a fun game. You're right. It could be a fun game. The Texans are going to have to regroup quickly after getting – you know, the Texans had a national spotlight twice in a row. They had the Jets, and then they had the Packers that we just talked about. And, man, they just were terrible against the Packers. And you got to feel like they're going to try to come back with a vengeance and try to beat these Ravens. And the Ravens, you know, with all these injuries, they got some major holes to fill. I don't know how they're going to do it so quickly in 1 week.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for the Baltimore Ravens. Known for their defense, may have to rely more on Joe Flacco and Ray Rice going forward. A couple more fantasy-friendly matchups for Week 7. Tennessee Titans taking on the Buffalo Bills, and the Detroit Lions taking on the Chicago Bears.
How about that CJ Noke?
On the Bills. I mean, all of a sudden, Chris Johnson actually looks like Chris Johnson.
Kind of. Two out of 3 weeks he's produced. He hasn't hit the end zone yet.
Nope.
Did you see that goal line carry, too, that he had? I was hoping
friend was so mad. I was laughing hysterically. Chris Johnson gets the handoff, falls short. I thought he was almost close to being in. Gets taken out. Jamie Harper plunges his way into the end zone. I was dying. I love seeing my opponents getting screwed like that.
I know. And it was one of those deals, too, where – and every fantasy manager can relate to this. You know, it's first down and goal from the one. Right.
Right.
So the first play, they run up the middle, and they did that with Chris Johnson. And like you said, it was pretty close to see if he was in or not. But since it was first down, the team didn't challenge it or anything.
Right.
Like, we got three more chances. But then you look at the replay really quick before they go to the second down, and you're like, did he get in? He might have got in.
Yeah.
And you're like, he'll get another chance right here. And then you hear like Mike Mayock say, and they have Jamie Harper's come in for Chris Johnson. And you're like, no. Ah, it was a killer. I totally agree. What is that, booing?
I was celebrating because I was playing against Chris Johnson, so I was happy to see that.
I actually had to play Chris Johnson in one league, so I was hoping he'd get in the end zone. Another fantasy-friendly feast, potentially, is that Lions and Bears game.
I like the Bears playmakers in this one. Matt Forte, Brandon Marshall, maybe even Jay Cutler. You could see a little bit of Earl Bennett since Alshon Jeffrey is out. And then from the Lions, you know, you still got Matthew Stafford and Brandon Pettigrew and LeSure. I would lower expectations on LeSure a little bit. But Stafford, Pettigrew, Calvin Johnson, you got some big-name fantasy playmakers in this one.
Yeah, it was interesting to see how the Eagles really shut down Megatron for 3.5 quarters. And then they went to basically a completely different defense in the final 5 minutes. And Megatron just was all over the place. Not sure what that was all about. I guess that's why the Eagles fired their defensive coordinator today.
Could be.
Yeah. Then Brandon Pettigrew's been a little disappointing, I have to admit there, Bill. He's a guy I had some high expectations for, tight end for the Lions, and he's only scored one touchdown on the year. He's still getting some decent yards, but I was hoping, you know, through five games or six games that he would have you know, more than one touchdown.
Yeah, you know, he was a heavily touted tight end in PPR formats this year because he had 83 receptions last year. Right now, he only has 26, though, through 5 weeks of action. The Lions already had their bye, so we'll see what Pettigrew ends up finishing with. But you're right, Todd. He's got to get into the end zone a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, he's still on track if you do the math, and I know you're terrible at math. If he catches five a game, that's still 80 catches, which is still decent. We were just hoping to get in the end zone more. He'd been trending up his first 3 years in the league, 2 touchdowns, 4, then 5. I was hoping for 7 or 8 touchdowns this year. That does not seem to be the way this is going. All right, Bill, let's turn the tables onto the fantasy nightmares. What are the fantasy nightmare matchups that are on the board for this week?
This game's a Thursday night football game. It's the Seahawks taking on the 49ers, and I don't know who you're playing from the Seahawks other than Marshawn Lynch, and then from the 49ers, I mean, they're not much of an offensive explosion like we've seen the last 2 weeks compared to what they did against the Giants. So Vernon Davis, Michael Crabtree, Frank Gore, and Marshawn Lynch, what, maybe four or five playmakers in this one?
Yeah, I mean, you're basically dealing with two good defenses.
Right.
And we all know that, you know, Seattle plays much better at home than on the road, and this one is in San Francisco, I believe. So maybe the Seahawks defense won't be quite as stingy. But, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if you've got Marshawn Lynch, you got to play him. Same thing with Frank Gore. I would play Vernon Davis regardless. But other than that, there's not a lot of juice in that one.
How about the Minnesota Vikings taking on the Arizona Cardinals? Another game with two really good defenses, not a whole lot of fantasy playmakers. Larry Fitz from the Cardinals, Adrian Peterson, Percy Harvin, Kyle Rudolph from the Vikings. Another game with just four or five playmakers.
Well, yeah, and you know, and the Vikings playmakers are good ones, but the problem is they're up against a good defense. And
right.
The Cardinals are better play good defense if they're going to roll out John Skelton as their quarterback.
Oh, yeah, Kevin Cobb's going to be out a few weeks with that rib injury.
He is Mr. Glass, Kevin Cobb. He just cannot stay healthy.
No, he can't.
I was watching the end of that game, and he scrambled for a few yards and, you know, went down. It didn't even look like any kind of injury at all, and he couldn't get up. And then Skelton's in there. Boy, did he look bad in the couple of minutes he was in there.
Yeah.
So that's actually pretty concerning for Larry Fitzgerald owners, quite frankly.
You know, keep in mind that Skelton did win the starting job coming out of training camp.
He did. But he looked terrible, at least against the Bills. I know he was thrown into the mix there in the heat of the moment, in the final couple minutes in overtime. But he just looked awful. So maybe with a full week of practice as the starter again, maybe he could pull it together. I don't really find myself to be a big believer in John Skelton personally. But you're right. All in all, that game is – I don't expect a lot of scoring in that one.
Moving on to the Cleveland Browns and Indianapolis Colts. Speaking of a game with not a lot of scoring, other than Andrew Luck and Reggie Wayne, maybe Vic Ballard and Trent Richardson, and, you know, maybe some people are taking a flyer on Josh Gordon. I can't see a whole lot of action coming out of this one.
I don't know. Something tells me this could be a high-scoring game. It might be spread out, like fantasy-wise. It might not
right.
be great because other than maybe an Andrew Luck, maybe a Trent Richardson if he's healthy and back in the good graces of the coaches.
Yeah.
But, you know, I could see this game being a little bit higher scoring. I don't know. I don't know that I'd classify this one as a fantasy nightmare. We'll see.
Right.
It has the potential to be one. But if the defenses don't show up, you know, Andrew Luck's not going to have – he probably won't have two terrible games in a row. So I look for him to turn it around this week.
What I think can happen in this game is – you mentioned it. It's going to be really spread out. So when you see a guy like Donnie Avery,
yeah.
T.Y. Hilton, Jordan Norwood scoring points, you're like, oh, man, no one started them in any leagues this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. But still, I think, you know, I think Reggie Wayne's a good start. I think Luck's a good start. And, again, depending on what happens with Trent Richardson, as we're taping this show, it's only on a Tuesday. We're not really sure, you know, in 4 days what's going to go on with Trent.
Right.
But if he's you know, healthy, and, again, like I said, back in the good graces of the coaches, he's a great start as well. Look what Sean Green did to them last week.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good point. That's why I think Trent Richardson needs to come back healthy because he could save a lot of fantasy managers this week if he's in that game going up against the Colts. Speaking of AFC South team, the Jacksonville Jaguars coming off a bye, taking on the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, now this is a fantasy nightmare. this is the worst one of all. I'm looking at your list here, Bill.
I should have put this one first.
This is the worst. Yeah,
what's the matter? You don't like Blaine Gabbert?
Yeah, you got MJD and Run DMC, and those are great nicknames.
Yeah.
But other than those two guys, you got to start them if you have them on your rosters.
Just the running backs in this one.
Yeah, who else? No one.
Maybe Denarius Moore. He had a good game against the Atlanta Falcons, Jaguars.
Yes. Yeah. Again, it's a bye. It's a big bye week. It's the 16 yep. bye week. So, you know, you might be forced to play Denarius Moore. Hopefully not, but I don't know. That game, would you be surprised if that game was, you know, 10-9? 6-3? Yeah, that could be an awful, awful game.
Yeah, I agree.
What else you got? Do you have any more that I can bash here, or do you have any other fantasy nightmares?
Steelers and Bengals?
I don't know. That might not be too bad. The Bengals are, you know, their defense has been spotty. And Dalton to A.J. Green. I like Dalton to A.J. Green. You were a big Ben Jarvis Green Ellis fan preseason.
I was.
Yeah?
It was killing me.
The Steelers don't have a big running game. Mike Wallace hasn't been as good as we kind of thought he would be. And you mentioned Antonio Brown's in a big slump. Big Ben should be okay. It's not really tantalizing, but I think that the fact that A.J. Green is in this game is good enough for me. That guy is a superstar.
Love watching A.J. Green, and you mentioned I was pretty high on Ben Jarvis Green Ellis heading into the year. 91 yards and a touchdown in week one, 75 yards in week two, and 30 yards receiving, 82 yards in week four. So in the three out of the first 4 weeks of the season, he had really good games, and then all of a sudden he just dropped off. 14 yards against Miami, 62 yards against the Browns. I don't know what happened to Jarvis Green Ellis. I guess Andy Dolan to A.J. Green is just taking over that offense.
Yeah, I suppose so. I don't know. But, you know, the Bengals, any game that the Bengals are in, they have the potential for a high-scoring game. They played some high-scoring games this year. I don't know that this one's going to be – this isn't as bad as that Jags-Raiders game, that's for sure.
No, you're right. All right, let's move on to fantasy lopsided matchups. We only have one on this list, Todd, and that is the Green Bay Packers taking on the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, you know, I agree here. I think the Packers are about to go on a little bit of a run.
I think you're right about that.
You know, they got screwed by the refs earlier up in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to the Colts, who were coming off the emotional Chuck Pagano week. And then they decided enough was enough, and they went to Houston and just, you know, took them behind the woodshed. And I think they're going to go on a little bit of a run here. This is not a good spot for the Rams to be in at all. So, hey, Jordy Nelson came alive. That was great for fantasy owners to see. From a Rams standpoint, I'm having a hard time getting my arms wrapped around anybody on the Rams right now. Danny Amendola's out. And they just got a bunch of guys out there, Bill. None of them are particularly sexy, in my opinion. They just got a bunch of guys, so they've kind of spread it around.
You know, Darrell Richardson has been making a little bit of noise here that Steven Jackson is kind of underperformed, and I think he's really going to be the future running back for the St. Louis Rams. Great for dynasty purposes, but that being said, it's not like he's, you know, completely taking over games for the Rams. I mean,
he's had two nice games out of six.
Right. I think a lot of people are hyped on him because, oh, Steven Jackson's not going to be there in a couple years, or maybe even next year. But right now, Darrell Richardson, like, are you really relying on him in your lineup? He had 76 yards last week.
No, I'm not relying on him. They play the Packers, Patriots, bye week, Niners.
Ouch.
And then the Jets, and then the Cardinals, then the Niners again.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Those NFC West teams, their defenses, all of them really have good defenses, and I think that's maybe why we're kind of down on all their fantasy football playmakers. Who are the best fantasy options from the NFC West? Larry Fitz, Marshawn Lynch, Vernon Davis.
Well, Frank Gore's been solid, beyond solid so far.
Maybe
this year.
Maybe Frank Gore. So four out of those four teams. I can name four just from the Patriots, from the Falcons, from the Packers. We're talking about four playmakers from an entire division. I kind of stayed away from the NFC West teams this year. I didn't want any of those guys on my team. Larry Fitz would be my only choice. Marshawn Lynch in the second round as a running back. Other than that, I stayed away from teams in the NFC West.
I agree. I mean, we talked about it in the preseason show, Bill. You know, the 49ers, we love them as a team. And all that, but fantasy-wise, we were worried they were going to spread it around a little too much. Now, we were proven a little bit wrong in that Frank Gore's been much better than we thought. He's kind of found the fountain of youth a little bit.
Yeah.
Vernon Davis has been solid most weeks as far as tight ends go. But, yeah, you're right. The Rams, I literally crossed Steven Jackson off all my draft lists. I was not going to buy into that guy anymore. He's done.
Just not interested in him.
No. So I was right on that one. We did, you know, we were pretty high on Marshawn Lynch, and he can still come around. He's still healthy. And, you know, Russell Wilson, the rookie quarterback there, needs the lean on that running game. But Marshawn didn't do much against the Patriots the other day.
No, he didn't. But, you know.
But, Patriots, yeah, I'm looking at the NFC
Patriots
West.
Have a good run defense. But Marshawn Lynch, I mean, he's still on pace for to finish with the third most rushing yards in the league right now.
Yeah, yeah. So I agree with you. Larry Fitz, Marshawn Lynch, Vernon Davis, Frank Gore. It's probably four guys.
You think the NFC West is the worst division when it comes to fantasy football playmakers?
Well, if you
AFC South,
if you took the Patriots out of the AFC East, that would be pretty rough too. But yeah,
Jets,
it's probably
Bills,
the worst.
I don't know. The Bills have some guys: C.J. Spiller, Fred Jackson, Stevie Johnson, Scott Chandler. I can name four guys from the Bills that I would have on my team. I can barely name four guys from the NFC West.
Yeah. Yeah, now the NFC West is the bottom of the barrel, my friend.
What division has the most fantasy football playmakers? I'm putting you on the spot on this one. Putting you on the spot, Todd. Let's see if you can live it up.
Well, the NFC South with all that Atlanta has to offer and the Saints.
Very good answer.
Cam Newton and Steve Smith still coming around. Tampa Bay, you know, you can argue that a little bit, but I think the NFC South is probably where it's at right now.
Yeah, especially with the Falcons, Saints, Panthers, Bucks. I don't think you can go wrong with that answer. NFC South, I like that answer, Todd.
There you go.
I put you on the spot. You filled in nicely.
There you go. All right. So what else we got, my friend? We're running out of time here in the big show. What else we got?
We are running out of time. About a minute left. Kevin, how are your teams doing?
We did 1-1 this week, so it could have been worse. But the work league is slowly slipping away. I'm like 2-4 in that one.
I don't understand. Who are you playing against in this work league? You listen to our show every week. How are you not dominating?
I don't know. A lot of football minds, you know, work in this building, so I'm not too ashamed. Every week's been close. I will say that. I'm putting points up on the board.
Obviously you work for the Patriots. So when you're doing your fantasy draft, do the Patriots guys just fly off the board really early?
Not as much as you would think. Definitely. I mean, I thought in my first year, this is my third year now, I thought, if I want Brady or whoever, I'm going to have to go quick.
Yeah.
But not so much. I mean, I think I got Aaron Hernandez fairly late in my draft.
How late? Fifth round, sixth round?
I want to say maybe like the sixth or seventh round.
That's pretty good. I mean, it didn't work out that well yet.
No, it hasn't worked out well yet.
I think he'll turn it on now.
But I mean, like, you'll probably get some homer leagues in these parts where he'd be like a second round pick, you know?
Right. Or like, what's his name that called earlier in the show? Had Welker, Gronkowski, Hernandez, Ridley, Steven Goskowski.
So I got to be honest, in my league that I'm in with my buddies, and, you know, I'm sure you guys have that league where, you know, either former college buddies or roommates or whatever.
Right.
So, you know, the stakes are usually a little higher, you know, bragging rights and financially. And so that's like the most important one to me. I'm 500, which is, I think, tied for fourth out of 10, which isn't awful.
Okay.
A lot of parity in this league because we're all pretty evenly matched. But I didn't intentionally go against your commandments, but I sort of built my team around the Patriots because that's the way that the draft was unfolding.
All right.
So I have Brady, Welker, and Gronk as like a three-headed monster.
Right.
And it's turned out all right thus far. I mean, Gronk hasn't had a huge year, but he hasn't had, you know, weeks where he's had like 2 points, you know?
Right.
He's
right.
going to get you. For a tight end, like, you know, even in his off weeks, like I think this past week he had like 9 because it's a PPR league.
Right.
So even that, when I stacked that up compared to the other tight ends in the league, was, you know, right in the middle. It wasn't terrible.
Okay.
Of course, Welker had a great day. Brady's been decent, solid. So I think as those three guys go, unfortunately, that's how my team's going to go.
Todd, you have any Patriots players on your squads? I know you have Tom Brady in one league.
Yeah, I do have Brady in a couple leagues, so I'm hoping that this running game that they suddenly found goes away, and they go back to throwing it 50 times a game.
Well,
you know, I think I mentioned this in one of the earlier shows this season. I'm in a two-quarterback league, right, which changes everything. All the commandments, you throw them out the window.
Of course.
And Brady kind of fell in my lap there. And then in another league, I had like a late first-round pick, And it's a QB heavy, one QB league, but really QB heavy with the points, and I had to take him. You know, it was him versus a bunch of crappy running backs that you couldn't rely on. So I'm all in with Brady, my friends.
All right, we got to wrap things up here on the Fantasy Football Champs. A lot going on this week, Patriots.com Radio. Don't forget, the Cold Hard Football Fact Show with Kerry Byrne is on Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also listen to that show via the podcast on iTunes. And we're back. Todd and I are back on the airs on Thursday from 4 to 6 for Football Nation. We'll be going through the NFL. We'll do our power rankings, our Week 7 game previews. You know, we take the fantasy out of football and go back to reality with our Football Nation show. That's on Thursdays. And, of course, if you're listening to this show, our Fantasy Football Champ show, on the podcast, hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps. We'll be happy to answer your fantasy football questions. We want to wish everyone the best of luck heading into Week 7. Great job by our producer, Kevin, today.
You forgot one important thing, too.
What's that?
Hanging around.
Oh, my God. I nailed it. I absolutely nailed that impression. You guys, if you don't think I nailed that
I'm letting you guys duke this one out. I just wanted to play it just so everyone heard it. That's all.
We can revisit this on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll revisit it. Kevin, he'll chop it up for us, and we'll play him back-to-back next week, and we'll see just how poorly you...
Oh, yeah, that's actually a really good idea. And maybe we could have Bill do some other impressions.
I'm all about impressions. Just let me know.
We could have, like, a weekly segment, like an impression segment.
The impression segment?
Kind of like an improv night at the at the Fantasy Football Channel.
You know, Bill is available for children's parties, too, if you want to hire
Can
Bill.
He make balloon animals? That's the
you
question.
You don't want to be around your kids. Balloon animals...
He can't be within 200 feet of a school, but he can make balloon animals.
That is true. That is a slight problem.
First of all, I'm great with kids. I'm the oldest of 9 grandchildren. I'm phenomenal with children. Phenomenal.
That's good.
Just like I am in fantasy football.
I'm awful proud of you.
Thanks. All right, as I was saying, great job by our producer, Kevin. Todd DeVries, always fun chatting with you on our Fantasy Football Champ show. Want to wish everyone the best of luck in Week 7, and thank you for listening to Patriots.com Radio.